This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, the week is almost over, and we're going to open up talking about some good news. There's good news out there. There's some bad news out there about our institutions, our psychological, our legal institutions. Going to talk more about illegals, Christian nationalism, getting what you voted for. Huge email out or update tonight, or I should say, update's not the right way to put it. Huge email thing tonight. Tonight, as in, I'm going to flip the stack over and start from the back end, and we'll see. Why don't you grow up, Chris? And we'll see how that ends up working out on the show. All that, so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Also, do not forget, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com, and we will take all 3 hours answering those questions. Now, there's something else on tonight's show. Julie Kelly is going to join us about 30 minutes or so from now to give us the latest on the Trump trial, January 6th insanity stuff, Supreme Court stuff, so I'm not going to get into the details on that. I am going to say this, though. There has been something happening that has made me smile, and it's given me some hope. And hope is hard to come by, harder to come by when it comes to federal politics these days. Hope's always there for us. But when it comes to federal politics, it's been hard to come by, has it not? Things to look forward to. The system and its efforts to legally destroy the Republican nominee so he can't be president. Those legal efforts have run into roadblock after roadblock after roadblock, and that's a good thing. It's a very good thing what's happened in all this Trump stuff. Is there all kinds of evil there still? Of course. What's happened in New York, to just know that you can just financially destroy someone because you don't like them, that's horrific, right? That's horrific. So I'm not dismissing any of that. But this January 6th case, it might not happen before the election now. And of course, the communists are freaking out about that because that was their entire point of it all, was to arrest him, put him in prison before the election. And I thought that they would. But they continue to run into roadblocks. The Supreme Court did help us out some. They certainly haven't helped us out all the way yet. Fannie Willis in Georgia, her turns out she's corrupt, really corrupt, had an affair with her underling, lined her own pockets. That was a benefit no one could see coming, but that is a good thing. The truth is, so much of the legal peril facing Trump, yes, it's still there, but it doesn't look like they're going to get the timetable on it they were wanting, because they only want this to keep him from being elected, which makes it even more evil, right? They know it's all wrong, but they only want it to keep him from getting elected. If they get stopped from that, that's a great thing. Now, I understand there's a chance, because there's always, you know, a certain percentage of people out there, in a larger number than I thought there were, who hate Trump and don't care about his legal trouble. Remember, it's not about him. They're trying to figure out this year. This is a critical year for them. They are trying to figure out, the communists who run this country, how far can they go in this system. It's an election year. They want to do everything they can to destroy their political opponent using government, which is just so evil and wrong. But they don't care about evil and wrong. They want to know, How far can they take all this? They're probing the lines, figuring out what they can get away with, and they've gotten some answers that should put a smile on your face so far. That whole removing his name from the ballot thing, several states have tried it. Sounds like Supreme Court's going to shoot that down. The whole he has no immunity thing, well, we'll get to that with Julie Kelly and get the who's who and what about a half hour from now. But put a smile on your face. I didn't think any part of the system would step in on our behalf to stop this insanity. And at least in some ways, it has. In other ways, it is not, right? Obviously, there's a lot of evil still happening and a lot of evil still to come. But put a smile on your face. That's a good thing. All right, now get that stupid smile off your face. Let's talk about something. One, what we're going to talk about here is not, it's absolutely nothing to smile about at all. It's awful. We're talking about that murder of that young lady in Georgia. It's awful. I just can't believe what her family's probably going through right now. And the more details we get, the worse it gets. It's really, really bad. So that's bad. But I guess from something so terrible, something good may have come of it. The people who are intentionally flooding the country with illegals, they are on their heels a bit now. They're really on their heels. Sometimes a news story will capture national imagination for good and for bad. Usually this is used for bad because the communists will jump on it and use it for their purposes. You know, George Floyd. You remember? Everyone remembers that. Why? It was just a news story out of Minneapolis, but the communists knew they could use that story to gain power and do a lot of the things they'd been wanting to do. So for various reasons, news stories can capture the national imagination. The news story of a young woman, a beautiful young girl, being beaten to death by an illegal has gotten so bad, the White House is now trying to address it.
So first of all, I want to offer our condolences to the family of Lagan. I mean, this is a horrific, horrific loss for any family. And obviously, whoever is found guilty, we need to make sure that that happens. And obviously, we don't want to see anything happen like that again. But here's the thing. We have done the work to make sure we're dealing with a broken immigration system. The Republicans have gotten in the way.
Okay, so she went on to blame Republicans. I know that's bad, but that they're even addressing it tells you they're concerned about it. If the people who've opened up this border are now concerned, well, they're only concerned about the optics. They're not concerned about the border. They're only concerned about losing votes. That, I guess, in some small way, is a good thing. Because they're sure moving forward internally in this country. Did you hear what Kathy Hochul's
doing? Can you send some of the migrants up here? We need them. I hear this in every corner of the state.
Governor Kathy Hochul's administration recently agreed to a proposal that could make it easier for migrants to get temporary jobs in state government. Approved earlier this month, the Civil Service Commission is working with agencies to implement the changes, which include dropping typical application requirements like proof of a high school diploma or proficiency in English.
I have 10,000 openings in the New York State.
English? You want your government employees to speak English? No, absolutely not. Buenas tardes. Come on in.
Workforce from our operations to SUNY. I have 10,000 openings. So this is to give options for people, but to say
they're handing out government jobs now to illegals. That this is creating pressure for the communists is a good thing. And I'll tell you something else that's a good thing overall. It really is a good thing. A little scary, but still a good thing. The communists right now are desperate. And you can see that desperation everywhere. When we got the word yesterday, it was yesterday evening when it came down that it looked like this whole Trump trial was going to be delayed by the Supreme Court, the outrage from the communists was immediate. What? You have to put him on trial now. You can't delay things. It's got to be now. He has to go on trial right now. They're freaking out about it. Why would they be freaking out about it?
These people are desperately clinging on to power now, and they're understanding that things have gotten bad enough, they may be in danger of losing that power. That's also a very, very good thing. Put a smile on your face. Now, it can be a scary thing because desperate people, as we're about to talk about, desperate people are dangerous people, of course. They are. And the communist now is going to be more dangerous than he was yesterday, right? But that these people have been handed losses is wonderful. Smile. All right? All right. I promised you email roundup tonight, too. Let's begin already. Jesse, I'm taking chalk again after a hiatus, and I didn't think the program was quite right for me. I called Chalk and explained my concerns, and the rep had me fixed right up. The whole process took about 2 minutes, and I got exactly what I needed. Chalk customer service is the best, and he puts best in capital letters. I've tried to explain this before. Chalk's not just some online shop where you go get natural herbal supplements to change your life. They will help you. You can reach out. You have questions, and there are so many different natural herbal supplements there. What's right for you? Man, woman, age, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that, I want to increase my T levels, I'm not sure about my mind. Reach out and ask. There are people. They're part of my family. Chalk will help you. They're wonderful. Do not be intimidated. Reach out and ask, and tell them you're my listener, and they will help you. I promise, all right? CHOQ.com. This is the final day with a massive discount on subscriptions for life, so take advantage of it. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Put a smile on your face. It's email rundown night. We're going to talk about captured institutions, illegals, Joe Biden, all kinds of juicy stuff. Ooh, ooh. Let's address this a little bit, though, before we get into any of that. Defense Secretary Austin, speaking of some parts of the system, some of them still working as they should, he did have to sit in front of Congress today and answer some very, very difficult questions. Questions about, hey, Mr. Defense Secretary, you want to explain how you just check yourself in for 4 days of cancer treatments and not let anyone know? Jim Banks is one of the very few good members of the House of Representatives. Daggone, Jim went after him today, boy.
The 30-day review summary lays a lot of blame at the feet of your staff. It seems that would appear, correct? For the breakdown in the process? You've told us that you are responsible, but the 30-day review seems to blame your staff.
Well, the 30-day review pointed out that that there were some missteps, but there was never any ill intent or an intent to obfuscate. So,
1 year ago,
I only played that because I just wanted to say I'm not a big fan of Defense Secretary Austin. I'm certainly not. I have many, many problems with this man, but I am honored that he listens to the show. What, Chris? That's how he learned to use that word, obfuscate. You know how we're obfuscation masters on the show. Obfuscation is a word we can use. That's part of that word, right? Anyway, he obviously listens to the show. Only the highest educated people like me who went to Pima Community College, only us, we understand. And so anyway, go ahead and obfuscate away, Mr. Secretary. Respect. We'll get you a hat or something. Oh.
You told me in this hearing room you had no regrets about what happened in Afghanistan. Do you regret what happened here?
I've said that we didn't get this right, Congressman, and we put measures in place to ensure.
Doesn't it bother you how these people talk? It bothers me so much how Americans, especially not Americans, American politicians and these types, it really bothers me how they can never just give a straight answer ever about anything. And I know what people will probably say, yeah, but they can't or whatnot. Yes, they could. And the American people crave that. The American people would be hungry for that. I'm just going to rewind it a second, even though it still goes on. Rewind it 5-10 seconds. Basic questions. And this is a grown man. And what is he in his 60s? And it's, what I've said is all this legal talk. Get up there and talk.
That the notification
in Afghanistan. Do you regret what happened here?
I've said that we didn't get this right, Congressman, and we put measures in place to ensure that the notification process is improved going forward.
Mr. Secretary, who will be held accountable?
The transfer of authority was...
who will happened. Be held accountable for this? This embarrassment.
Again,
I just, before he answers this question, I want to let you know something. Did I ever tell you about that day we have? I've told you before. Did I ever tell you about that day we had in the Marines where it was hell? Let me tell you a little story. So we went out on a field exercise, field op. We called them field ops. It doesn't matter. What it is, okay, you live in the barracks when you're on base. But you will regularly, depending on where you are, but we were in 29 Palms, you will regularly pack up all your stuff and you will go out into the field. Oftentimes you'll go on a long hump into the field, you'll hump out into the wilderness, and there you will do various live fire exercises. You're practicing. You're practicing for war. You know, you don't, that stuff just doesn't come naturally. You always have to practice. Fire and maneuver, shoot, move, communicate. How do you do these things? Where do you set up here? So you go out in the field for however long, 2-3 days, a week, whatever, 2 weeks, whatever. You go out into the field, sleeping under the stars, eating under the stars, working your butt off, you know, doing stuff that you would picture Marines do in training. And you don't keep your weapons with you at all times when you're in the service, meaning when you're back on base, you don't get to walk around with, we had M16s back then, you don't get to walk around with your M16. Doesn't belong to you, doesn't belong to the Marine Corps, or it belongs to the Marine Corps. And so when you're leaving, you go down to the armorer and you check out your weapon. And when you come back, you check back in your weapon. Just stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. It'll come back to Secretary Austin. And the sign out, sign in process is meticulous. They have serial numbers. They know which weapon was checked out to who. You have one assigned to you. What I'm saying is, it's never at the end of the day someone looking around saying, hey, we're missing an M16. Does anyone know whose went missing? They know. Everything is meticulously documented. There's no chance you can obfuscate. What, Chris? That's what? You didn't see that word coming. Me and Secretary Austin, we went to probably very similar schools and what. Anyway, there's no chance you can obfuscate. You can lie. We went out on a field up one time. We got back from the field up, and it was time to turn in our weapons. And one man in the company was missing his K-bar. It's a knife. He was missing his knife. I'll tell you about what comes next. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show with me, world famous author and oracle. What, Chris? Jesse Kelly. But I'm not actually a journalist, no matter what you hear on the radio.
It's Journalist Jesse.
But Julie is. Joining me now, my friend Julie Kelly, who has been all over so much stuff when it comes to all the evil DC trials of January 6th people and Trump stuff. And you need to go subscribe to her Substack called Declassified. Okay, Julie, I gave the really stupid person's version of what happened in this January 6th Supreme Court stuff. So give us the smart person's version, please.
I will try, Jesse, and I'm sure it was not stupid. I'm sure it was spot on. But basically what the Supreme Court announced yesterday is that, as expected, it will take up and review the matter, the question of whether a former president can face criminal prosecution or whether he is immune, as we see in civil cases, immune from criminal prosecution. So this is where this issue was always headed. In the meantime, it has put on hold Donald Trump's trial in Washington on January 6th and the 2020 election. That trial was scheduled to begin on Monday. So this is why you see the meltdown, Jesse, from the Andrew Weissmans and Rachel Maddow and, you know, all the legal beagles who were ready to cover this historic trial next week. And instead, that trial has been indefinitely postponed as the Supreme Court takes up this case, holds oral arguments in April, and could potentially delay this trial into late summer, early fall.
Okay, Julie, can you explain that timeline for us, for those of us who get confused easily? Of course, I'm talking about me. If they're going to hear this thing, you know, in May, then they hear it in May. Why can't they just have a trial and throw him in prison in June? How does that, it doesn't work that way?
Right. I mean, this is basically what the left is suggesting, and the Democrats, that Donald Trump, who they say is not above the law, apparently is below the law. Due process rights he is not entitled to. The normal standard procedure for any sort of court motion or trial, where you get an initial ruling, then you go to the appellate court and have them consider it, then maybe go to the Supreme Court. All of that has been compressed, Jesse. And so this is why you see this outrage. If the Supreme Court comes back late May, let's say with a decision that upholds the lower court rulings in Washington that concluded, rejected Donald Trump's claims of presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, if the Supreme Court comes back and upholds those court rulings, then that means, okay, fine, the trial in Washington can proceed. But here's the glitch. They have to add 3 months to that timeline because the trial has been basically suspended since December. And this gets a little complicated, but because it was an immunity issue, even though the judge in this case, Judge Chutkan, did deny his motion to dismiss on immunity grounds, you had to place a temporary hold on all the proceedings, everything that happens in a trial before you actually go to trial. So Judge Chutkan has said herself that those that 3 months basically will be given back to Donald Trump, given back to the government, Special Counsel Jack Smith. That is why the trial would be at the earliest pushed to late August. If the Supreme Court comes back quickly, which is coming back in a month with any opinion would be quick, that's why then the trial wouldn't start until late August. If, Jesse, as some speculate, and which would be the cautious route on something of such an unprecedented nature and dire consequences for the future of the country, that a president now can be criminally prosecuted by his successor, if they come back in June, then that would push it, adding the 3 months to September. Now, will the trial still go forward as Americans are voting for president? Absolutely, 100%. Judge Chutkan has said, politics in the election has no consideration in her courtroom. Merrick Garland has said it's out of the DOJ's hands, so they have nothing to do with the political timetable. So he definitely could be on trial. But the big issue is that there's basically no chance, even if they go to trial the end of August or September, that they will get a verdict before Election Day. And that is what the Democrats and, of course, the media, never Trump Republicans, want most.
Okay, so again, we're speaking with Julie Kelly. Go subscribe to her Substack at Declassified. Okay, so Julie, this is great news. This is not something I saw coming. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but we've talked about this a lot. We didn't anticipate catching all these breaks, the Georgia case blowing up, this January 6th case blowing up, but I don't want to get too excited. As you know, I'm a cynic by nature. Is he out of the woods?
Well, I mean, he's definitely out of the woods, I think, in the most precarious jury trial and proceeding, which would be Washington, D.C. Of course, the city that voted 92% for Joe Biden, DOJ has a 100% conviction rate, Jesse, in Washington, D.C. for January 6th trials. Not a single January 6th defendant Now, 2 years later, after the first trials, over 100 trials, over 100 defendants, not one has walked out of a D.C. courtroom after going before a D.C. jury fully exonerated. That in itself should demonstrate to everyone how rigged and biased this process is in D.C. So anyone who thinks Donald Trump would be the first J6er to walk out of a D.C. jury trial fully exonerated, of course, this is why they really wanted the Washington trial to go forward. Now, Jesse, tomorrow I will be in the Florida courtroom of Judge Aileen Cannon. She is in charge of the classified documents case, the second indictment brought by Jack Smith. That is getting very interesting and very heated, actually, back and forth about what kind of evidence can be shown to the public and put on the public docket. That will be basically the argument, the essence of the hearing tomorrow. Judge Cannon had set a May 20th trial date, and that has kind of been suspended, too, with everything happening. Here's the thing, Jesse. What if Judge Cannon, after this hearing tomorrow, and they resolve some of this litigation or goes back and forth, what if she decides to set a July or August trial date for the classified documents trial? You're going to see the same people now raging about the Supreme Court and, you know, allegedly delaying this, her setting a trial for classified documents in the far less hostile jurisdiction of Southern Florida with a judge who has been very tough on DOJ. You're going to see them say all of a sudden, well, no. We don't want the classified documents trial to go. We want this trial to go first. So this is still kind of unfolding. I'll be at the courthouse tomorrow. I'll be reporting on X if anyone wants to see that. But, you know, that is still out there. Does it pose as great of a legal jeopardy to Donald Trump? Absolutely not.
Do you have a favorite place you eat when you're in Florida? I'm always looking for the best places to eat. What's your favorite place, Julie? Don't tell lies. If it's Lowdown and White Trash, you know that's right up my alley.
No, I know it is. Well, I'm on the East Coast right now, but we used to be in Naples, and I will give a shout out to my favorite place in Naples, which is Bricktops. And they have a sister version actually in Jupiter or West Palm Beach, called the River House. So I love just the vibe there, the food there, bar there, everything's great. So how's that for an answer?
The River House. It even sounds good. Anything with river in it just sounds wonderful. Anyway, what, Chris? It does. Anyway, Julie, you are the best. Thank you for keeping us posted. Please keep doing that. I appreciate you very much. The River House. You know what that reminds me of? Another underrated thing. Johnny Rivers. Johnny Rivers. What did you just say? Who, Chris? The music guy. Have you never heard the song Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu? You've never heard Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu? No, I'm not making stuff up. What is wrong with you, Michael? Have you heard of this? What? Not Joan Rivers. Johnny. Oh, gosh. I'm getting so frustrated. You know what? We're going to listen during the break, and we'll come back. We'll talk. I have to finish my Marine Corps story that I teased going into the Julie Kelly segment because I forgot she was coming and now Julie was here. I'll finish my Marine Corps story next and I'll yell at Chris and Michael for having no musical taste. You know what I might do? I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to take my Byrna launcher and I'm going to put in one of the little tear gas rounds and I'm not going to shoot Chris or Michael with it. That would be abusive. What I'll do is I'll just open up the door to their little studio and pop, I'll shoot the floor. And then I'll close the door and then I'll sit here and laugh and laugh and laugh while they're crying and snotting. Ah, Jesse, I can't breathe. And I'll be out here laughing. It's so funny. By the way, do you have your Byrna launcher yet? Non-lethal alternative? Listen, you know I carry. I love having a non-lethal alternative. Byrna launchers, pepper balls, practice rounds with baby powder in them. You're going to have so much fun practicing out back with your Byrna launcher. Tear gas, kinetic rounds, which are just essentially hard plastic. Oh, gosh, you don't want to get shot by one of these. Whether you are a gun carrier, an owner like me, or you just want something to protect yourself, a Byrna launcher is the best. The best. SWAT teams across the country use them. 10% off. BYRNA.com/Jesse. BYRNA.com/Jesse. Go get one. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you, you can email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Our entire show dedicated to you and your questions. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now I can finish my story that I teased before we got to Julie Kelly. All right, so in case you're just now joining us, we were ranting about Austin and Secretary Austin and not accountable for anything. And we're talking about how he doesn't regret this and doesn't regret that. And, well, I mean, there was a failure of process. So I was telling a story about in the Marines. We did a field op one time. We went out in the field, did some training for a few days. We came back, time to turn in our weapons. And one guy in our company lost his K-bar. It was getting ready. This was on a Friday. We were getting ready to have weekend liberty. That's just Saturday and Sunday off. You don't get that all the time when you're in, but we were getting ready to have Saturday and Sunday off. I'm sure we were planning on going out and doing something stupid somewhere, as we always did. But as soon as the K-bar went missing, we got informed that, Saturday will not be a day off. I think it was 3 a.m., maybe 4 a.m., we had to meet down, well, in the field. It was a big soccer field. And that's where the day and when the day began. We met on this soccer field, and they proceeded to put us through more calisthenics, push-ups, and other things than you've ever seen in your entire life. We had multiple guys vomiting all over the soccer field, and that was the appetizer for the day of living hell that was to come. After that, they took us on a long run through the mountains. 29 Palms has sandy mountains, so we were running up and down sand hills. Again, I want to stress, men passing out, vomiting everywhere, the pain, the suffering, everywhere you can find it. We're getting screamed at the entire time. They're making sure that we know we are useless pieces of crap. After we got back to the barracks, after all this, it was not time to shower and rest up, get your pack on, load it down with everything you can possibly put in it, because we're going out to the field to have some fun. They then took us on a brutal hump through the field, and well, you know what, I'll just skip right to the end of the day. Nobody went out and had fun on Sunday, I'll put it to you that way, because we were all pretty much near death. This is for one lost K-bar that I would venture to guess you can buy for $49.99 on Amazon today. That's what happens to you if you're a private first class, a Lance Corporal, and you happen to lose a $40 knife. The Defense Secretary of the United States of America disappeared for 4 or 5 days. And he's not accountable at all.
I take full responsibility, and we put measures in place to address the shortcomings.
Are you surprised the president didn't call for your resignation? I'm surprised, but are you surprised that he didn't call for your resignation?
The president has expressed full faith and confidence in me.
So you're not surprised that he didn't call for your resignation?
You understand how easy it was for generals and admirals to be fired back in World War II times? It wasn't abnormal. It was the norm. There are a million stories out there, if you read any books on it or maybe geek out on some podcasts, where this general will be moved into a different position or get fired, and they'll look at his replacement. They'll look at some guy to replace him, and the guy who gets told to replace him doesn't want the job because he knows he'll just get fired too. Hey, could you find someone else, man? I don't actually want this, because he understands, as the commander, he will have the highest level of accountability. Not the lowest, the highest. If he screws it up, career over. That's what we used to have. This is what we have now.
Is it typical that the president would go 3 days without talking to his Secretary of Defense? Do you usually go days without talking to the commander?
I mean, that can happen. It depends on if whether or not the president's on travel. If I'm on travel, there are times when we do go days without direct communication.
So the big issue for me here is either the president is that aloof or you are irrelevant. Which one is it, Mr. Secretary? That you
it's
would go
neither.
That the president would go 3 days without knowing that his Secretary of Defense is not on the job?
It's neither. The president is not aloof, and I am I participate in all of the
let me ask you this.
Don't you hate how they talk? Back to how they talk. Can't ever answer a question. This is, well, I mean, this was a high-ranking member of the United States military, highly educated. He's now the Secretary of Defense, and he can't get through a simple sentence or answer to a congressman without, it's freaking awful. Well,
on January 2nd, while you were in the hospital, President Biden was vacationing in the Caribbean. Your deputy, who the president didn't even know had operational control, was on a beach in Puerto Rico. What kind of message does that send to our adversaries?
The key piece is that, number one, the deputy has the ability to, she has access to secure communications. She has the ability to participate in decision-making processes from wherever she is.
Mr. Secretary, our adversaries should fear us. And what you've done has embarrassed us. And let me sum this up by this. A leading Chinese propaganda outlet said that what happened to you exposed, quote, internal chaos.
Brutal, right? Brutal. All right. Now, let's have just a quick conversation before we move on to our institutions and things like that. And email roundup, which I haven't gotten to any of those yet, and other things. Let's make sure that we can speak clearly, because listening to the defense secretary, it reminded me that a lot of people don't know how to speak clearly, and a lot of people don't know how to speak without filler words. So if you're using for dramatic effect, that's one thing. I've done that before. I do that on the radio. If you can't get through a sentence or two without coming up with you need to slow down and enunciate. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to pick up your Pure Talk phone. And I want you to call somebody you're close to right now. Maybe it's your husband, wife, mom, sister, brother. Don't worry. The call will go through because Pure Talk's on the same great 5G network as one of the big guys. So you won't drop the call and the call will go right through. I actually have better coverage than I had with T-Mobile here with Pure Talk. And I want you to have a five-minute practice conversation with yourself. And I want you to count how many filler words you use during the course of that conversation. Now, you might be disheartened by the time you hang up the phone. Don't be disheartened. One, you'll improve. Two, at least the phone call costs so little. Because Pure Talk, they charge you so much less. It's one of the great ways to save boatloads of money by switching your cell phone service. Average family saves like a G a year, a grand. Does that sound appealing? They're giving out free smartphones right now when you switch, and not garbage ones. Samsung 5G smartphones for free. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Tonight's the night to switch to Pure Talk. Do it during the break. It'll take you 10 minutes. All right. Are institutions being captured? Email roundup. More. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.